What they've done so carefully is the impression of the veins, which would probably go against it being some form of amputation, because if a hand was amputated, the veins would be empty, because obviously the blood drains out. These are very carefully crafted and really quite beautiful. I'm sure this is a human hand, but there are certain things that are slightly odd about it. The nails, the spoon-shaped nails, are really indicative of someone who potentially might have anemia for some reason. The fingers are really thin and spindly, and also there is this deformity of the little finger, which I think has probably been broken at some stage at the end of it.
It's small medical details like these that, after 1,700 years of oblivion, bring Wahab Talab back to life. I find myself wondering how old he was. The veins on the back of the hand are very prominent. And above all, wondering how he broke his little finger. Was it perhaps in battle? It doesn't look as though it was in the fields. This doesn't seem like the hand of a labourer. A fortune teller, of course, would look at once for the lines on the palm of the hand. But the palm of this hand has been left unworked. There are lines, though, but they're on the back. And they're lines of text. They're written in an ancient Yemeni language, which is linked both to modern Hebrew and Arabic, and the inscription tells us what this object was for and where it was displayed.
Son of Haisham, the Yursumite, subject of the Banu Shukayam, has dedicated for his well-being this his right hand to their patron in his the God's shrine Dukabrat.